It's towards the end of moving day that I find it. A day full of lifting and carrying and making cups of tea for the removal team. Of going up and down the broad staircase 100 times. Of unloading boxes, building bed frames, and giving the children small jobs to keep them occupied. A non-stop day bringing this old house back to life. It still doesn't feel real, even as Jess and I are debating where to start with the decorating. None of the rooms have seen fresh paint or new carpet for decades. A fixer-upper, the estate agent had said with a hopeful smile. But we had fallen in love with the place on the first viewing. Had both known it was something special, this rambling Victorian house with its high ceilings and tall windows, its sawing chimney stacks and half-timbered gables. The date, in delicate raised stonework, over the big front door. 1889. 6 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 2 reception rooms, a cellar, a pantry, a snug. There was so much space. We knew it needed a lot of work. That was one of the reasons we'd been able to afford a house in this part of the city. The park, first named for the old deer park next to the castle, maintained for the King's Hunt. Now an enclave of grand 19th century houses and wide-spaced streets. A tree-lined oasis of walled gardens and leafy calm right in the heart of Nottingham.